Welcome back, dear colleagues. I would like to thank our colleagues from Deutsche Bahn, Laura, because this is exactly, I think, also a very important point that she stressed. I wanted to start again this afternoon by summarizing what we consider the elements of the first step. The first step for us is, first of all, to concentrate on the contract of carriage. The second element is to concentrate on Eurasian corridors. And the third element is optionality. So these are the three pillars of the first step that we could achieve and which is currently reflected in the working document ECE/trans/SC2/GEURS/2021/3. We believe that this is a very good first step, which could later on develop if, as our colleague from Deutsche Bahn explained, if it is promoted by the different stakeholders. Now, after I explain this again, the three elements of this first step, contract of carriage limited to Eurasian corridors, so not conflicting with the current jurisdiction of the existing regime, and optional, so in line with the principle of optionality, which is set out in the political declaration from 2013. I would like to briefly come to the proposal from our colleagues from the Russian Federation that they submitted in September in regards to Article 1, of course, because this was our agreement to start with that. Well, the proposed alteration from the Russian proposal, first of all, cancels the principle of interface law, because indeed it removes the references to OTIF and SMGS and proposes a single legal regime instead. So this interface law principle disappears. Secondly, the Russian proposal cancels also removes the optionality principle. It is a mandatory prescriptive legal regime that does not allow the contractual parties to choose to apply the URL regime or to continue to apply the existing double regime OTIF plus OSGD. So in effect, it is not in line with the principle of optionality, which is set out in paragraph 3 of the political declaration of 2013. Thirdly, and I think this is something that we should also underline, this proposal would, to a certain extent, undermine the results of the activities of the group of experts under task B. As you remember, there are four tasks in our mandate. And task B is to monitor the performance of a substantial number of real pilot tests along the corridors proposed by the governments in order to ensure the operational validity and effectiveness of the legal provisions prepared. And as the participants remember, this task was deemed fulfilled in October 2019, so more than 1 year ago, as the report of the 21st session of the group of experts stated, quote, considering that the test carried out by Turkey, Georgia, and Azerbaijan was successful in verifying the validity and effectiveness of the draft URL provisions, the group of experts agreed not to request any further tests to the railway undertakings. So if we would follow the proposal from the Russian Federation to introduce major alteration in the draft URL provisions, it is as if we cancel the results of the pilot test. And we should normally, if we were consistent, start a new campaign of pilot tests to verify again the validity of the possibly amended URL provisions. In our view, this is really not a way forward. And finally, we believe that the proposal from the Russian Federation at the 22nd session is not proportionate with the prime objective of the URL initiative. Of course, in the long term, we could envisage a unified single regime for the entire Eurasian space. But at this point in time, there is no need for that. Where there is a need is to simplify and improve the administrative conditions for the shippers and carriers. And that is in line, this is what we propose, to tackle the contract of carriage in the first place. And this is actually in line with also the political declaration from 2013, which said that it expects the UNEC to come to make rapid progress towards unified railway law. So it means this is a long-term process, but there must be some milestones. And in our view, the product that we have in document/3 for this session is a good milestone. And I would like to finish on this Article 1, on the proposals that were made by the Russian Federation. We have also a problem of communication, because back in 2018, if I'm correct, at the 18th session of the group of experts, we had an agreement, a unanimous agreement, to request the Secretariat to prepare a dossier with a marketing document to advertise and distribute to a number of governments and railway undertakings along the Eurasian corridors that were considered for the organization of pilot tests. This marketing material has always advocated the interface law principle and the optionality principle. And this dossier was circulated, was distributed to Germany, Poland, Belarus, the Russian Federation, Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran, Turkmenistan, Austria, Slovakia, Kazakhstan, and China. I think it would be very difficult now to explain that we changed totally our mind and that we consider that what we have communicated outside to the community of stakeholders is no longer valid and we take a totally different direction. So I would like to thank you for your attention for this long intervention. I hope I was clear and comprehensive in my reply. I would like to thank you for your attention.